Wonderful. Thank God. Good to be in the house of the Lord tonight, isn't it? I want to say how much I appreciate the evangelistic campaign meeting that the man said we've been involved in. How the Lord has, thank you very much, how the Lord has helped us and blessed us abundantly. And truly we give God all the glory, don't we? Enjoyed the preaching this morning. How that the brother talked to us about the love of God. And truly tonight, had not it been for the mercies of God, what part of hell would we be in tonight?
Right, preacher man.
That's right.
You are so right.
And where would we be? How would our families be? And etc. And then the brother talked and told us how the book of Revelation about crowns. And etc. But I appreciate our pastor tonight, and he and I, as he made mention, we've traveled together, preached together. He'd been in my home. We love him and appreciate him. We appreciate good preachers tonight. I love preachers, I'm telling you. I love to hear the word of God. Hallelujah. I mean, those that we go back many moons ago. And how to see that God's still moving and touching and helping. Pray for me, Lord will. I'll be on the road tomorrow. And then be in an aeroplane going to see my bride. One brother asked me, he said, you going to stay over? I said, no, my wife's about to wear the picture out. I got to go home. Glory to God. I believe all my heart. Praise God. Amen. I want to keep that in my heart. Hallelujah. Brother Bill Addis years ago preached at Allentown. I never will forget it. And he said that when it reaches its peak, the Holy Ghost dealt with me over there. I know where I'm headed. I know what I'm going to do in the short. I want to look at 2 Kings chapter number 2. 2 Kings chapter number 2. I appreciate your giving. Appreciate the offering. The Lord bless you abundantly for your giving. I learned a long time ago you can't outgive God. And I've been preaching this gospel for 42 years. And I speak as a fool. I've held a secular job. You want to work? I'll work. I mean, we'll get at it, hubba hubba. You know, we'll have at it if you want to work. I don't mind working. But I've held a secular job for 2.5 years out of 42 years. And God has provided. God has always met the need. And I give God the glory. Say amen. Amen. 2 Kings chapter number 2. If you want to stand for the reading of the Word of God. In verse number 9, we read concerning of Elijah and Elisha, of how that the Bible tells us that the man of God, Elisha was following Elijah, and it came to pass when they were gone over, that Elijah said unto Elisha, if you'll ask, whatever you ask, I'll give it to you. Whatever you want. And he said, if you'll just allow me just to speak here. He said, I'd like to have a double portion of what you've got. I've been watching how you're living. I've been carrying water for you. And what I want a double portion of what you have. And he said, if you see me, when I am taken from thee, it shall be unto thee. But if not, it shall not be so. Now I'm going to tell you right now, he locked in on him, brother. He bird dogged him. You can believe that. I mean, he watched every step, every move that he made. For he said, if you see me, you can have it. And it came to pass as they still went on, they talked. And then how that they were departed asunder. Elisha saw him. He cried, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. and he saw him no more, and he took hold of his own clothes and rent them in two pieces. Verse number 14, the latter part is where I'm coming from. And he went and he took that mantle that fell and popped old Jordan on the head, say amen, and it rolled back hither and thither. And he said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? You may be seated. I want to talk to us tonight about where is God? Where is God? I mean, through all the heartaches, troubles, trials, tribulations of this life, things that we have to go through, where is God at? I mean, when it looks like hell is raging and there's no way out, there is no exit, there is no escape, where is God? Yeah. Studying this Bible, we know how the Bible said he went before the children of Israel. He went behind the children of Israel. The Word of God said his arms are beneath us, tells us he is above us, said the angel encamped round about us. Say amen. Where's God at? And then he said, greater is he that's within us. Thank God. I'm telling you, in other words, God is everywhere. God is there to be with us through trials and troubles of this life. This man of God, how that he asked the question, where is God? Yeah. I mean, I don't understand things that we're facing and troubles and trials that may come. And when others say, what are you going to do now? I mean, how are you going to face this problem, Brother MacDonald? How are you going to face this problem, sir? The same way I've faced it before, by faith. I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he's able to keep that which I have committed and that which I have given God. No matter what we're facing, sir, God has not gone on the journey. No matter what we're going through, God is not hid somewhere in the uttermost heavens. But thank God, his eye is upon the sparrow, the man said. And I come to tell you tonight, his eye is on you tonight. His eye is on you tonight. When what are we going to do? God said, I'll never leave you. Jesus said, I never will leave you, Russell. I never will forsake you, Russell. I'll be there for you. The writer said in Psalms 107, they mount up to the heaven. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wits' end. I mean, they're going, they're staggering, they're up, they're down, they're in, they're out. Trouble on every hand. Amen. I'm telling you, even their seamanship has been forgotten. They don't even know how now to conduct the ship during the trouble, during the time. They don't know how to handle it. How many times have I not been able to handle it? How many times have I said, God, I don't know how you're going to bring us through this one. I've done everything I've been taught. I've done everything I know in order to keep the ship afloat. But it appears that I am at my wit's end. We've got people tonight, church, your wit's end. You're doing everything you can physically. You're doing everything you know to do. I mean, it's glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. But yet way down inside, you're saying, where is God? Where are you at, God? I don't understand it, God. I mean, God, not a phone call of encouragement, not a pat on the back. It looks like nothing but darkness and gloom, and hell is raging and saying, you'll never pull out of this one. You'll never make it out of this trouble. And you're screaming and said, where are you at, God? Where are you at during this time of trouble? Where are you at during this time of sorrow? This that I am facing. Lamentations tells us in the Word of God, hear it now. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. I don't have any strength. Everything is perished. Everything is gone. I'm reaching, I'm looking, I'm hoping. And I'm saying, maybe tomorrow God will touch me. Maybe tomorrow God will move for me. Maybe tomorrow, thank God, the phone call will come. Maybe tomorrow the miracle will take place. Where are you, God? Where are you, God? Of times of dryness, of times that when he says, walk by faith, not by sight, not by feelings. Years ago, I was there in an AG church, Orange Grove Assembly of God. I had 13 preachers come out of that church. One young preacher, and I say that very respectfully, he came up one night and stood to the right of the pulpit and looked at me, and his tears in his eyes. He said, Pastor, you preach we walk by faith and not by sight, not by feelings. But he was very honest. He said, I have got to feel God. I'm at the end of my rope. And I'm telling you tonight, these people in this house tonight, you're at the end of your rope, sir. You are at the end of your rope, and you're saying, where are you, God? Where are you, God? I have got to feel God. I've got to feel the power. I'm going to lift your hand and love God. I've got to feel the hand of heaven. I've got to feel God move. And in that motel room there praying this evening, and I'm telling you, and I couldn't have felt God no more than I did when I was standing right there. I know, listen, beloved, amen, I'm not a novice. I speak of the fool. I know what it is to feel the warmth move upon me. And I felt the warmth of God's Holy Ghost come upon me tonight. And some of you need to feel the warmth. You need to hear the voice. You need to know that God has not forsaken you. And I'm telling you right now, hell is a liar. I said, hell is a liar. Are you listening? You lying devil, you get your filthy hands off of me. I am a child of the Most High God. My name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Thank God you say you believe in eternal security. I believe tonight if you give your life, body, mind, soul unto Jesus Christ, thank God you just as good in heaven with a door locked behind you. Say amen. I'm come to tell you tonight, you can live for God. You can serve God. You can worship God. No matter how many negatives, no matter how many things may be said, no matter how many things may be done, thank God, I know, say it with me, I know, say it with me, I know my Redeemer liveth. Come on. I know my Redeemer liveth. Come on, lift your hands and love God tonight. I know it. They were on that ship. The black man said, the Apostle Paul. I love that. Hallelujah. They were on that ship. Said how it was caught up and could not bear into the wind. And here's scripture right there for you, sir. The Bible said, let her drive. Say amen. When it gets tough, you let your wife drive. Glory to God. That's in your Bible. Let her drive. The wind blowing, the perils and the troubles and the trials. The Bible said when neither sun nor stars for many days appeared, all hope that we should be saved was taken away. Cloudy, darkness, hopelessness. When all hope that there is no way out, all hope that I am not going to pull out of this. Thank God I love it. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst and said, sirs, you should have hearkened to me. You should have listened to what I preached to you. But he said, now I exhort you, be of good cheer. Thank God I come to tell you tonight as the Apostle Paul, be of good cheer. Thank God, God's going to pull you out. Say amen. I said, be of good cheer. God is going to help you through this trouble. God is going to pull you out of this trial. How do you know? Thank God, because I've been praying. How do you know? Because I know the Holy Ghost is in this house. Come on, lift your hands and love God. Be of good cheer. Be of good cheer. Thank God of heaven, everything is going to work out. Every physical need, every financial need, that you're in tonight, that financial trouble. Somebody said, you punching my button right now. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. God is fixing to meet some needs in this house tonight. Lord knows my heart and what's fixed to share with you. I was in South Georgia years ago. Preacher Brother Junior Morgan, you're a preacher, Brother Junior. Yeah, he's a great man. He's not a braggadocious man, you can believe that. I preached several meetings for him. Preached his camp. Seen him one time, he's skinny as a rake. I asked him, what's up? He said, well, I got on a fast. I fasted 17 days. And said, after 17 days, said, I got afraid. Said, I come off of it. Said, after 17 days, 3 more days, God spoke to me and said, go on it again. He said, I went another 40 days after that. Come on now. Huh? Well, I was preaching meeting for him. And during the altar service, as a lady came up, she said, came up with an envelope by like so. She said, I've got bills piled up here. My husband had to go to the hospital. Matter of fact, they had to take him from the church. He'd had a heart attack a few months prior. And said, I've got bills. It's piled up. $75,000, close to $100,000 worth of bills. And they're telling me they give me so much time to pay it. I'm telling you, I'm praying for people. God help. I'm praying for people. Next thing I knew, amen, I turned around and said, thus saith the Lord, in 30 days it'll be paid. I thought, Russell, what in the world did you say? What in the world got hold of you? What made you say that? I mean, when I said that, Brother Junior looked at me, I looked at him, I'm thinking, God help, what in the world? I went home from that meeting. I'm telling you, a week went by, 2 weeks went by, 3 weeks went by, month went by. I said, yeah, Shikamoe, they throwing me out. I'm telling you, false prophet done come through here. I mean, brother. But all about 6 weeks went by. Listen to me. I'm talking about, where is God? All these bills piling up. Where is God? That woman said in the word of God, the creditor had come. I said, the creditor had come. I mean, bills piled up. About 6 weeks went by. I got a letter through the mail. I'm telling you about that thick. Thank God. I mean, brother, I couldn't wait. I tore it open. My seniors from Georgia. I said, Peachtree, here we come. Say amen. I'm telling you, I opened it up. Thank God. A little switch. I mean, I began to look, brother, had bills paid, stamped, paid, 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 paid. And she wrote down there and she said, I should have already let you know, thank God, on the 30th day the bills were paid. Say amen. I come to tell you tonight, God is still in the business. You're up against it tonight. You're wondering what you're going to do financially. Number one, I tell you what to do. Pay your tithes. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's a good message. I asked Brother Mike the other night. I was preaching with him. I said, I'm going to sit down here and ask you what I need to preach on. He said, preach on tithes. I said, I'll do it. But I didn't do it. Pay your tithes, friend. I don't wear them all the time, but I pay them all the time. You can believe that. Say amen. Pay your tithes. God will bless you. God will meet your need. The creditor has come. Where are you, God? God's going to supply your need. Listen to me. Where are you, God? God's going to meet your need. Where are you, God? In sickness, I'm not preaching long. In sickness, when we wonder why, when we stand by, when that doctor told me, said, your wife may not live the morning. 17 days went by in intensive care. She didn't even hardly know she's in the world. God come by. I said, God come by. Brother G.C. Roper. You ever know Brother Roper? G.C.? Precious man. Birmingham, Alabama. He's gone on to the kingdom now. I heard him tell it and I asked him. I said, I don't ask you about this. I was at it. Preached for him several times. I said, I don't ask you about what happened. Don't you tell me now because I'm going to use it. He said God spoke to him and told him, said, you go to the hospital there in Birmingham. You go pray for a man. He said, I went down to the hospital, walked down a corridor. Said, when I got there, said, a nurse was coming out. And said, I told her, I said, I want to come in here and pray for such and such. Pray for this man. She said, sir, he just died. He said, do what? Sir, he just died. And in essence, he's saying, where is God at? God told me to pray for this man. And he said, I turned and started to go off. And God said, I sent you here to pray for him. I love it. I sent you here to pray for him. He said, I asked her, said, you mind if I come in and pray for him? She said, do what? He said, I don't pray for this man. Walked over where he was at. He said, I tucked a sheet, pulled down off his head, laid my hand on his head and praying for him. Asking God. Now, God, you sent me here to pray for him. That's all I know. You just wanted me to pray for him, Brother Philip. That's what he said. And he said, that's exactly what I'm going to do. He said, I prayed for him, took a sheet, pulled it back up on his face, turned around, walked down the corridor. He said, I got to my house. When I did, the phone was ringing off the hook. They said the funeral director's come pick him up. Said he raised up off that bed. Praise God. I'm going to tell you something, beloved. Come on here. Come on. Come on, let's give God the glory. Where is God? Where is God? I'm telling you, the same God. Thank God that moved then is the same God that moved now. The same God that saved then is the same God that's saving now. Will he save my soul? Yes, he will. Will he bring me out of the depths of sin? Yes, he will. I've been there, beloved. I know what it is. Amen. When didn't care for nothing, didn't care for nobody. I told you how I shared it with you, how that in days gone by, I'm walking down the road hitchhiking, been out in deep sin for about 2 weeks, going down that road hitchhiking. A man picked me up in a pickup truck. It's right at Christmas time, son. He picked me up. I mean, tell you, he had apples and oranges and cookies and all the above. He said, "You want something?" I said, "Man, I'm sick as a dog to myself." I said, "I'm sick. I ain't able to eat nothing." We drove up that road a little bit, and here's what he said. He said, "I am a preacher of the gospel, and it is my duty to tell you about Jesus Christ." Amen. Amen. "I am a preacher of the gospel, and it is my duty to tell you about Jesus Christ." I turned, I looked out that window. I never faced him. I'm thinking, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear nothing about God. Amen. I was raised in hell almost. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear none of it. But he just kept preaching. I never said one word. A little while we got up the road, he pulled off to the side of the road. He said, "This is where I live right here. I'm going to have to let you out." I thanked him. I got out of that truck. I walked a few miles and hitchhiked, got on into another state, hitchhiking again. I never got away from it. I never got away from it. Time went by, probably 2, maybe 3 years. I found myself in an Assembly of God church begging God to have mercy on my soul. Got saved, got called to preach. Time went by. "Brother David, I'm in that part of the country preaching the revival." Are you listening? "I'm in that part of the country preaching revival." I remembered exactly where that man lived. I drove for several miles, pulled up in front of that house, got out, walked up there, knocked on the door, and an elderly lady came to the door. I introduced myself. I said, "I'm Russell McDonald. I'm an evangelist. I'm preaching revival about 40 miles from here." I said, "Is your husband, is he here?" And she said, "My husband passed away a couple of years ago." I said, "Lady, about 4 years ago, your husband let me out here and told me about Jesus Christ." Say amen. Where is God? "Your husband told me about Jesus Christ." And she said, "Do what? Are you the one?" That's exactly what she said. "Are you the one?" Said, "He told me about you." Oh, hear me. Somewhere on Hallelujah Street, somewhere on Glory Avenue, maybe. Glory to God. Come on, lift your hands and love God. Where is God? Where is God? He loves your soul tonight, beloved. He loves you enough. He sent you here to hear the word of God, to say he will save your soul. He will deliver your soul. Come on, stand with me all over the house. Help me tonight, brethren, again, if you will. Singers, please. Will he deliver me? Will he save me? Yes, he will. No matter what you've done, no matter how far in sin we've gone, that long arm, that long arm will reach down. God will save. He'll save. I've been a cusser. Whatever it may be, ever how you have lived, will he forgive me? Jimmy Sullivan, one of the men of our church, drug addict, alcoholic, came one night to fight me, gonna whip me, whatever. But some got a hold of him, beloved. One of the best men that got in my church. He was bound by the devil. He was bound by sin. Power of God hit him. He come to the altar. Power of God hit him. He fell out. His daughter, 10 years old, he just got the Holy Ghost. Every time that devil would rise up in Jimmy, the Holy Ghost would rise up in her. We put Bibles all the way around him. Cast devils out of him a while. Will God deliver me? Will God deliver me? Head bowed and eyes closed. Now, sinner, I love you. Jesus loves you. What you got for me, pal? You know, it's just as I am without one plea. Just as I am. Just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. Hey, just like you are. There's some things I need to work out. No, you don't. There's some things I need to get. I'll make right. When I make it right, I'm going to give my heart to God. No. Make it right tonight. Make it right tonight. Sing it for me, please. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. He's here tonight. He's here tonight. Come on, convictions in this house. Come on, lift your hand tonight.